appreciate the support that you have for me and the topics that I bring you. And hopefully that was interesting for you. You learned something. The bottom line for that, those particular series of Thank You, Fry. You can help me with the technical. I should have contacted you. But anyways, hopefully you got the gist of persistence and, you know, love your ideas, love what you can do, love your unique talents, gifts, and ability. Everybody has them. And I hope you got that message. This is Dr. Marissa reporting live from my loving room and knowing that it is all about balance. Keep it tuned. Tomorrow's show, I will have the mother from E.T. D. Wallace here live in studio. It's all about balance, peace in, peace out, world peace through inner peace. Now go and have the best day ever. We'll see you tomorrow.
KCAA Loma Linda. The Legacy KCAA 1050 AM and Express 106.5 FM.
And it wasn't the first time that's happened. I'm Rita Foley.
First Citizen says it will acquire much of Silicon Valley Bank, the tech-focused financial institution that collapsed this month. There are mass protests today in Israel, including one outside parliament. Workers launched a nationwide strike, part of a surging protest movement against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's plan to overhaul the judiciary. Some parts of Twitter's source code, the fundamental computer code on which the social network runs, were leaked online, the social media company said in a legal filing that was first reported by the New York Times. Quarterback Lamar Jackson has requested a trade from the Baltimore Ravens. This is AP News.
Lowe's MVP's bonus days are back for pros. Right now, buy a DeWalt 20-volt max power stack battery 2-pack at $199 and get a select DeWalt Bear tool free. Plus, earn 3 times the bonus points on all Metabo HPT tools and products. Shop even more savings and bonus points offers during MVP's bonus days at Lowe's. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any, valid 320 through 331. Subject to change. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. Visit Lowe's.com/MVP's bonus points for details.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover.
I'm Morgan, and I'm excited to tell you about Ray's Shanghai Bistro, located next to Redlands DMV on Ligonia in Redlands. Ray's Shanghai Bistro offers the largest and most delicious array of traditional and original Chinese dishes available in the Inland Empire. Some of my favorite dishes are the house-made pot stickers, the crisp pork spare ribs with garlic, their unique spicy lamb with bamboo, the sweet and tangy deep-fried orange peel beef, and the savory basil spicy shrimp, plus lots of vegetarian dishes. Whether you dine in, pick up the food, or have them cater your next party or special occasions, you will see why Ray, spelled R-U-I apostrophe S, Shanghai Bistro, is truly the best Chinese restaurant in the Inland Empire. Their website is RaysShanghaiBistro.net. That's RaysShanghaiBistro.net. RUIS ShanghaiBistro.net. Happy eating. You won't be disappointed.
This segment is sponsored by PressPrint, Southern California's best full-service union printer and mail house. They offer the lowest prices around with unmatched service and reliability and free delivery throughout SoCal. PressPrint can print anything from letterhead, business cards, and campaign literature to mailers of any size, lawn signs, banners, door hangers, or just about anything you might want. PressPrint promises to save money for you, your business, or your campaign. If you'd like to learn more, contact Mike Krumbrin at PressPrint 714-399-8708. Get the union bug. Car Recycling in Fontana reminds all drivers, when you take to the road, remember those three C's of safety. That's caution, courtesy, and above all, a little common sense. Safe and sober driving is everyone's responsibility. This message, courtesy of Car Recycling at 3800 East Andy Devine in Kingman. Call Car Recycling at 928-757-9888. That's 928-757-9888. That's where Trish and the staff are wishing everyone happy and safe driving.
The message of Brother Stair lives on here in Southern California on KCAA, Monday through Friday, from 1 to 5 a.m. Hear the worldwide broadcast of the Overcomer Ministry from the Faith Cathedral Fellowship. Call for prayer requests or to make a donation at area 843-599-1215, beginning at 1 a.m. Monday through Friday. Hear it here on KCAA, AM and FM. It's that time of year again. No, not the holidays. Medicare open enrollment. And if you have questions about Medicare, you should talk to the local experts. Paul Barrich and Associates. Paul and his agents are certified with plans that are accepted by most of the medical groups in our area. Call 909-793-0385. Their services are free, and after 41 years in the business, their agents are trained to help you pick the plan that's right for you.
Miss your favorite show? Download the podcast at kcaaradio.com.
Welcome and listen to a radio station where...
It's controlled chaos. Stomping the IE and the world on 1050 AM KCAA. NBC News Talk Radio.
Control chaos. Yes, I am here on a Monday, and I'll tell you why. Well, normally I am here on Monday, but I wasn't supposed to be here on Monday. I was supposed to be at jury duty, but jury duty. But I did call yesterday. By the way, this is KCAA 1050 AM 106.5 FM in the Inland Empire. I'm Gary Garver. And a lot of people ask me, where's the Inland Empire? And I say, basically from Morongo, Banning, Redlands, Fontana, all the way to Ontario. From Ontario to Banning, Beaumont is the Inland Empire. Moreno Valley, Riverside, that's the Inland Empire. People of Earth, if you don't live there. Anyways, it is Control Chaos. I'm Gary Garver. Yes, I was supposed to be at jury duty today, but I called yesterday because that's what they tell you on the form when you get served to be on jury duty. And called up. Of course, you get a recording because you never talk to a human being anymore, right? You never talk to a live human being. It's always a recording. A virtual assistant, that's what they call them now. Virtual assistants, please, give me a break. So I called up and they said, your group is on hold. Call back March 27th after 5:30 p.m. So I got a call back tonight at 5:30 p.m. to see if I got to go in tomorrow. This is really BS, man. I mean, if it's not at the beginning of the week, why do they keep you on hold? I mean, it screws up your work. It screws up your whole plans. You can't make any plans for the week because I'm on hold for jury duty. So anyways, that's why I'm here this morning to do a show. And I may not be here tomorrow. I don't know. I got a call, I guess, every day after 5:30 p.m. to see if I'm on jury duty. And believe me, if I have to go down there, I've told this before. My dad was a criminal attorney, defense attorney. The prosecution is not going to want me on the jury. Trust me, I'm biased. if you listen to the show and you're an Indio court system, I'm totally biased for the defense. I'll hang the jury no matter what. Even if the guy's guilty, I'm going to say not guilty. So you don't want me on the jury, please. Anyways, it was an interesting weekend. The guys from Staunch Moderates, Greg Simmons, he's the leader of Staunch Moderates. That's an organization that's not for the left or for the right. Their belief, Staunch Moderates' belief, is that they don't like the politicians from either side. Like I don't. I don't like the Democrats. I don't like the Republicans. I think they're all pieces of S. All they care about is themselves and getting reelected. So they have a movement called Staunch Moderates, where what's right for America is what Staunch Moderates is about. Whether it's a left-wing issue or a right-wing issue, it's for what's right for America, which I totally agree with. You can sign up if you want to be a part of the movement, staunchmoderates.org. But anyways, they flew in from Colorado on Friday, and we went out Friday evening with Bigfoot. So this guy dressed as Bigfoot. He wore this huge Bigfoot costume. Must have been 7 feet tall. They brought a video crew. They brought a photographer. They had a couple guys that I know carry boom boxes. So we went downtown with Bigfoot and threw the football around. So I was throwing the football around on Palm Canyon Drive on Friday night. And it was pretty interesting. Bigfoot got a lot of attention. Staunch Moderates, basically they created a short film. So they were doing promos to try to get into the Palm Springs Film Festival. That's why they flew out here. So I went down there, and we had a good time. We went back and forth on Palm Canyon Drive, all the way to like the Village Pub, and then to the casino and back. By the way, the casino, I don't know the parking lot there. The Agua Caliente Casino in Palm Springs has completely changed in the last like couple months. I'm not digging it that much. It used to be my favorite hangout. It was like my place to hang after the end of the night. That would be my last stop. But they fired one of the bartenders that I've known for like 25 years about a month ago. And the people there are just like really angry and upset and just not happy. And then we were trying to park at the parking lot there, and there was nobody there at the Agua Caliente Casino in Palm Springs. No one in the parking lot, no cars. And the security came up and made us move the cars. So you're not going to the casino. I said, yeah, eventually we will. But the guy was a total dick. And, you know, like I talk about this all the time too. You know, you got your little square box, you know, your little power of square boxness, you know, like the security guards when I used to go do interviews for the Howard Stern Show. And like these security guards that they have nothing better to do but harass us because we parked there. It wasn't like we were taking up anybody's parking area at all. There was plenty of parking. There was hundreds of spaces available. But this guy had to make it a point to make us move our cars. And I just like, you know, you're a dick. The guy was a total dick. You know, like I said, you're getting paid, what, $15 an hour to drive a bike around a parking lot and harass people. That's basically what he was doing. So, you know, these square boxers, man, you know, these people that have power within the square box, but outside that little square box that they live in, they have zero power. And that's what pisses them off. That's what makes them angry. So, anyways, we had to move the cars, and then we went down from basically NYPD Pizza all the way to Village Pub with Bigfoot. He's walking around. We're throwing the football around. It was kind of chaotic. It was cool. It was nice. It was fun. So, Staunch Moderates, like I said, if you want to check out their YouTube channel, just go to Staunch Moderates. They got some videos. And we did get a text. Greg Simmons got a text from Casanova's wife saying that Cass is doing a little better, that they're trying to get him up. I mean, the guy's he's sick, man. I mean, I didn't know he was that sick. He's in ICU. He's in intensive care. So my blessings go out to Cass. I feel so bad, man. I mean, life is just so, what do you say? It's just crazy. It's just crazy. It's kind of sad to hear news like this. I hear it all the time. And then, you know, I'm still grieving Scotty. That is still going on. That's not going to end for maybe forever for the rest of my life. I am just not the same person that I was years ago. Just not the same person. I can't be. I can't be the same person because my brother was – me and my brother were so tight and just – had such a great bond, and then we fought this terrible battle together where he passed away last year. And a lot of people ask me what I'm doing here. Like, you know, they're always asking me at the golf course, like, are you a local? And I'm like, no, not really. I'm from Los Angeles. I grew up in Los Angeles. And they ask, well, what are you doing here? You know, why'd you move out here? And then, you know, I say personal reasons. And then, you know, sometimes I'll get into it and let the people know, you know, that, you know, the reason I moved out here is because, you know, my mom lived out here, and my brother was sick, and I wanted my brother to be close to my mom, and thank God I did. Thank God I did make that move. But it's tough because I have to talk about it. I have to live with it. It's tough. So I know, I'm sure Cass's family's going through a really tough time right now, an extremely tough time. So my prayers go out to you, my man. You're a great dude. In fact, what I might do today, I had some shows. You know, Greg and Cass called in to the show, I don't know, a few months ago, maybe 3-4 months ago. I'm going to look it up during the break, and maybe I'll play that segment where Cass is calling in with Greg Simmons talking about staunch moderates, because we had a great time. It was a lot of fun. We had dinner at the Village Pub. By the way, the Village Pub has some really good food. Had a big old burger, but it was a fun Friday, you know, walking with Bigfoot, this dude, and everybody was like sort of like tripping out. Really, I mean, it was kind of fun. So we had a fun night Friday night, and then Saturday, you know, I worked at the golf course and tried to play some golf, but so damn windy out there. It's windy everywhere. I mean, Southern California is now it's wind, and then I guess later in the week we're gonna get rain again. I mean, what a crazy start to spring. I mean, winter was crazy. Now spring is even crazy with this wind and, you know, rain. But it was so windy that I was so tired because I was in the wind from like 7:30 in the morning on Saturday to like 1:30 starting people at Desert Princess. And then I went out and tried to play some golf, and I played terrible, man. I mean, it was just like I forgot how to hit the ball. And it was just after about 14 holes, I said, I had enough, man. I'm worn out. I don't want to be in the wind anymore. I'm burned out. And so I just went home Saturday, and I literally fell asleep Saturday because we went out Friday night till like, you know, midnight or so. I was out till about midnight, and then I get up at like 6 o'clock in the morning. So I was just like, by Saturday, I was just so cooked that I fell asleep at like 8 o'clock at night and then woke up Sunday. And I had a nice Sunday, just a really mellow Sunday where I worked out, did my rock workout, jogged, and, you know, just chilled. So anyways, it was a mellow Sunday. And back here today because I don't have jury duty today. Seriously, can you just leave me alone, humans? Please, leave me alone. Not guilty, not guilty, not guilty. All right, it is Control Chaos for a Monday morning. I'm Gary Garver, and what I'm going to do is after the break, I was thumbing through it while I've been speaking. I can do two things at once every now and then, and I did find a segment where Casanova Ace and Greg Simmons are on the phone speaking about staunch moderates. So we'll be back with more chaos for you after this.
Stomping the IE and the world on 1050 AM KCAA. NBC News Talk Radio.
This is Gary Garver, and I've written a book called Radio Blows. It's all about my career in the radio business, my time with the Howard Stern Show, and celebrity interviews, my top 10 cool celebrities and my top 10 uncool celebrities. Here's a sample of a couple cool ones and a couple uncool ones.
Make a citizen's arrest on me?
Yeah, I'm going to take this stuff here.
Yeah?
All right, I'm holding you. Call, yeah. Get the marshal. We'll
get the marshal.
We'll see who's wrong. We'll see
you
who's wrong.
Get the marshal right now?
We'll see who's wrong.
Are you one of the scary morning people who are going to ask horrible things? You got that look. Are you?
Do I have that look?
You do. You got the look like, watch me do something I would have in second grade.
If you're forcing the gay sex, who would you choose? I don't get forced into anything.
Thanks a lot, Jack.
If you're on a desert island and you had a choice of making love to Pamela Lee or Janet Reno, who would you choose?
That's a question I don't want to answer because my wife might be listening to the show.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay, Radio Blows, available now on Amazon, Amazon.com, and Kindle. Radio Blows, if you want to get in the radio business or find out the inner workings of radio, it's a must-read book.
If you're ready for a Las Vegas vacation, here's an offer you can't refuse. The Vegas Travel Center is offering 3 days and two nights in Vegas free. Just call 909-406-7400. The offer includes accommodations with two free tickets to great Las Vegas entertainment with free meals. So if you're planning a trip to Vegas, you need to jump on this right now. Just call 909-406-7400. Obviously, an offer like this is not going to last. So call now, 909-406-7400, for your three-day, two-night Vegas vacation. That number again, 909-406-7400. Call now.
I'm Jim O'Hare. I'm here to help raise awareness for CADASIL, a genetic disorder that affects 1 in 25,000 people. CADASIL can cause strokes in young adults, leading to memory loss and dementia. Patients may experience migraines with aura and mood disorders as early as 20 years old. Presently, CADASIL is being underdiagnosed and often misdiagnosed as MS or some other neurological disorder. So please visit curecadasil.org and learn more about this devastating disease and learn what you can do to help find a cure.
Yeah, I know, but you can't get in on our questions. But if you wait nicely...
She cut in front of me. She cut in front of me.
But she has a camera. You have a radio. You know how it goes.
Okay.
All right, but I'll come over there. Are you one of the scary morning people who are going to ask horrible things? You got that look. Are you?
Do I have that look?
You do. You got the look like, watch me do something I would have been second grade. Here you go. Go ahead. Say it.
I just want to... Are you friends with Howard Stern? A horrible question to ask?
They have a camera. They only have a radio, so it doesn't matter. You could keep asking. Yeah. Go.
And Brooke is here tonight.
This guy's getting embarrassed to be with you now. Look at his face. He's not? Maybe that's why. You can go away, because I'm not going to talk to you. So
why not? I thought you would have
your face.
I like my face.
I don't enjoy you.
Why?
I do.
Like my face.
With him for me? Thank you. How
that's enough. Thank
you. I'll be right back.
Thank you very much.
You can get him out. He has no camera. Just remove him. Hi.
Why do you
don't enjoy you?
Why don't you like me?
He's being rude.
What'd I do? I did not.
He really wasn't being rude at all.
Rosie.
How are you?
Rosie said I had a horrible face.
I didn't enjoy your face.
What does that mean? Does that mean I'm not good looking or what?
No, it just means you had the intent to harm in your eyes.
I know. Harm and lie?
In your eyes.
Rosie, get out of here. We need to get going. I'll leave.
Boy, she really hates him.
This is a riot.
I'll go. Here's me, in case you need me. Thanks. So, Howie, we said hi.
Sorry about that.
And I love Gary. I love the other Gary. Well, I don't know you.
I'm a good guy. I'm a good person.
Gary Garver, Jew of the... Oh, what can we say that's not going to piss him off? Never mind.
The pig, Rosie O'Donnell. Oink, oink. It is Control Chaos. KCAA, 1050 AM, 106.5 FM in the Inland Empire. Yes, the Inland Empire in Southern California. I'm Gary Garver. It is Monday. Yes, I'm here live. No jury duty today. I got a call tonight at 5:30 to see if I got to be there tomorrow. They're keeping me on a string, on a rope. Please. Stop. Leave me alone, humans. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it all. All right. Well, I did find a segment where Casanova Ace and Greg Simmons call in to talk about staunch moderates. Like I said, they came out on Friday with Bigfoot, this creature. We walked downtown throwing the football around. I still got my arm, by the way. I can still throw the ball. It took a couple throws, but once I got my arm warmed up, I was zinging it. Like I used to do with Scotty. Scotty was the wide receiver. I was the quarterback, man. I'd throw him bombs, and he'd catch them, man. I'd throw him like 30, 40 yards, and he'd always snatch them, man. We had so many great times. I miss my brother so much. But Anyway, so what I'm going to do is play that segment where Greg and Cass talk about staunch moderates. And Cass is fighting right now for his life, and our prayers go out to him. He's a great dude, and, man, we're thinking about you, Cass. We're thinking about you. But before I do that, I just want to talk about a couple things that happened over the weekend. I guess Donald Trump, he hasn't been indicted yet, but he's going on this, like, total hissy fit about it, tripping out, losing his mind, calling for, like, death and destruction of America if he gets indicted. I mean, that's what he's saying. Death and destruction. Thanks, Donnie. But he was in Waco, Texas. He kicked off his campaign, his presidential campaign, in Waco, Texas, a.k.a. Waco, Texas. I don't know if you got Netflix, but they got a special on that. You know, in Waco, Texas, that David Koresh, the Branch Davidians, that's where they had that big compound back in, like, 1993, and it burned down, and David Koresh thought he was Jesus Christ, and he was banging all the women in there, even if they were married. He basically told these guys, how gullible is a guy? I mean, what are they, a bunch of Will Smiths? They must have been, like, the Will Smiths of the Branch Davidians, because they allowed their wives to have sex with David Koresh, thinking that he was Jesus. I mean, you got to see this. It's on Netflix. They're having a special on it. But, I mean, seriously, would you allow your wife? You're living in this big compound, and your wife is having sex with this dude, and you're allowing it to happen. Man, people are so twisted, right? How twisted do you have to be to allow that to happen? Nuts. Just completely insane in the membrane. Also on HBO, I believe they have a special going on called Waco. I like calling it Omno Waco. So anyways, Trump kicked off his campaign in none other than Waco, Texas. And he's calling for death and destruction of America, saying that, you know, this guy, I guess he had a put up a picture on Twitter. I don't even know what social media, because I don't follow Donald Trump. But Trump was holding a baseball bat, and the guy's face was, like, on another picture. Like, he was going to swing the baseball bat at the DA of New York. There's three indictments pending, New York, the Department of Justice, and then in Georgia. So we'll see what happens. Nothing so far. But he's already on the rampage, and he's calling for death and destruction of America. Thanks, Donnie. Appreciate it. Also, Martina Navratilova, I got to give her kudos. You know, she was one of the first women to come out as a lesbian athlete, along with Billie Jean King, way back in the day. And tennis legend Martina Navratilova called World Athletics ban, on transgender women competing in the female category a step in the right direction to creating a level playing field. I have been saying this for many, many years. The guru of the ghetto, Jacob Jones, spoke about this and has been saying it for many, many years. A transgender man that turns himself from a man into a woman and wants to compete with women in athletics, that is bogus, man. That is totally bogus. That's ridiculous to allow that to happen. And it's not being homophobic. It's being real. And Martina Navratilova, who is a lesbian, says it was a good ban to not allow transgender women, men that turn themselves into women, to play in women's sports, a female sport that a woman actually has a vagina instead of a penis. I mean, come on, man. Seriously. The 66-year-old, who recently confirmed she had beaten breast and throat cancer, God bless her, that's what Cass has, is throat cancer, said the world is finally waking up and called an open category where all genders could compete together. Yes, absolutely. Navratilova has been a vocal critic on the issue of trans women competing against biological females over concerns they have an unfair advantage that can't be removed by simply lowering testosterone levels. Even if they remove their penis, it's not fair. Seriously. It's ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous. So kudos to Martina Navratilova for taking that stand because, yeah, a man that turns himself into a woman and then wants to compete in the athletic field, in tennis or golf or swimming, like that one dude did, got all the attention, I don't know, a year ago. I mean, you shouldn't be a man changing himself into a woman and competing against female athletes that are born women. It's ridiculous. So kudos to Martina Navratilova for taking that stand. I'm with you 100%, and I've been talking about it and been stating the same damn thing. It's not fair. It's not a fair playing field. How'd you like to be a woman and some dude that decides to turn himself into a woman competes against you and then beats your ass? You know, men and women are biologically different. We're stronger. Bottom line, I'm sorry, ladies, but men are stronger than women, and probably 90% of the women or more, 95% of the women would state the same facts. Who's stronger? Who's physically stronger, a man or a woman? Now, there's some big women out there that can kick some ass, but I'm saying, well, you know, what I'm trying to say is, like, you know, on the average, you know, a man is stronger than a woman. So thank you, Martina Navratilova, for stating what Jigga and I have been stating for many, many years. It's not fair for a transgender woman to compete against females at all. Now, if a female that puts on, you know, wants to compete against a man, go for it. I think that's fine. I think I'd love to see that. That a woman that wants to turn herself into a man or turns herself into a man wants to compete against men. And if she can beat a man, God bless her. I'm all for that. But not a man who turns himself into a woman and then tries to compete against females who are biologically born females. That's absolutely insane in the membrane. Okay, right now what I'm going to do is I want to play this segment with Greg Simmons and Casanova Ace. This is about 3 months ago where they call into the Control Chaos radio show and talk about staunch moderates and their movie and their videos and all sorts of things. So here's Greg and Cass. And Cass, we're thinking about you, man. God bless you. I can't wait for you to come back on the Control Chaos radio show and tell us that you beat throat cancer.
No, this radio station is the bomb.
Oh, how you doing this morning? Doing okay. And right now we're going to start the show with a couple great guests. Been on the show before. I play his clip where he sort of does a rap to John Voight on the show every now and then. It's Casanova and Craig Simmons from Staunch Moderates. Good morning. How are you guys? So what do you got? So what's going on? We're live on the air, guys. How are you? Again.
I'm okay. And Greg, I'm going to tell you what's going on.
Yeah. Good, good. Hey, yeah, Gary, nice to be on with you again. Hello, everybody listening in. And we Staunch Moderates, we are just dropping our second hip-hop album entitled Mission Peace. An appropriate name for our album because we are in the business of peace. We Staunch Moderates, we're an intellectual movement about addressing the divide and striving for national and world peace. This is our second hip-hop album we've dropped. We dropped one last year called The First Realm. This year, Mission Peace, a la the Mission Impossible movie that just dropped out. Makes sense, right? Riding on that coattail. Yeehaw!
So how did the first album come out? How did you guys get a lot of play on it or what?
Yeah, we did all good. Right with it. We Meg Griffin played it on her Sirius Radio Loft show, Socrates Cafe, several times. And then she played our track Peace for her Christmas show.
That's awesome.
With Socrates Cafe, we got on the ballot for best rap song for the Grammys.
No, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Yeah, I actually know Meg Griffin. She used to be on K-Rock when I was producing the Howard Stern show, and Howard would have her on the show every now and then. So that's pretty cool, man. I dig that. And now, first of all, before we get into the new album, what's going on with Staunch Moderates? I mean, with the country being so divided, I mean, it's the last time I talked to you, the country was divided. But now with Trump, going through this crap with the search warrant, the 2022 elections coming around the corner, I mean, the country's even more divided. What's going on with Staunch Moderates? Are you guys picking up steam, or what's happening with it?
Absolutely, we are, Gary. We've got over 35 million views and streams of our content worldwide. Tracks and music videos, and all of them are loaded up with our messaging, literally about chill out, everybody, breathe, de-escalate, let's all get along and strive for peace. And so we're pulsating peace out as loud, not loud so much, but as far and wide as possible, and we're doing all we can do. So that's what we're about.
Well, tell us what Staunch Moderates is about again. Just to let people know what you guys are trying to do here.
Yep. We're literally an entity about addressing. In fact, I'm going to give you the pitch. The pitch is, have you heard about the Staunch Moderates intellectual movement? They're this hip, cool, trendy intellectual movement of 2022, all about addressing the divide and striving for national and world peace. They dropped a hip-hop album last year and are currently dropping their second hip-hop album, Mission Peace, and they have got Bigfoot. They've got Bigfoot's football, Bigfoot's baseball. They've got Staunch Moderates news. Listen, this is actually an opportunity where you can do something about addressing the divide and striving for national and world peace. Because of the platform Staunch Moderates are bringing to you.
Okay, is it a political movement? I mean, is it a political movement where you're having candidates become a part of this whole thing? Or is it just a movement without, like, candidates, just sort of a grassroots type
thing? No candidates.
No candidates.
In fact, we don't back candidates, and we don't take on policy discussions. We're all about the process of setting our differences aside, finding common middle ground, reaching across the aisle, telling a joke, evaluating, negotiating, compromising into the most equitable solutions humanly possible. We're about that process, that same process all the way back to 1787 when the Constitution was drawn out, the Great Compromise. We're banging that drum. We're echoing that through the world.
And that's
through
awesome.
Through our music and our websites and philosophies, go to staunchmoderates.org. Check it out. There's no lies about this. We campaigned 16 different primaries during the 2020 election with 35 vital societal issue forums, polls, interviews with political celebrities, and we even hosted an election day show with those political celebrities, i.e. Barry Goldwater Jr., Lou Ferrigno, Maggie Connor, Edward P. Losey out of the press office of the White House for two different administrations, George H.W. Bush and Clinton. And then after that was all over, we made our first hip-hop album. Well, now we're making our second hip-hop album, telling our story, pulsating peace out into the universe. We figure the world could use it right now.
Yeah, we need something to go on here. I mean, it's been crazy. The world is it's going mad. It's going insane, and especially with the inflation, now other, you know, viruses, things like that. It's just it's a mind blower, man. I mean, it's crazy. It's just completely crazy what's happening nowadays.
It's scary.
it's kind of scary, man, to be honest with you. You know, like what's next? Like, what's coming down the pike? Is Armageddon next? I mean, is the world coming to an end next? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I gotta say, I'm a little tripped out about things. But you've written you've done a new album, and you wrote a bunch of songs. Did you write them, Cass, or what?
Yeah, I wrote them. I had a lot of input from Greg as far as the music goes. I did have Jeffrey Skunk Baxter from the Doobie Brothers and Steely Dan do music. CJ Vanson, Tears for Fears again will participate. A lot of great producers. More work went into this album than the last one, and I think this is going to be a hit.
But man, is this guy a master poet? I'll tell you what.
He is.
The more I listen to his poetry is just freaking amazing.
And what I love about Cass is that he can just do it right off the top of his head. Before we play some of these songs, can you do one rap for me? I just want one about the Donald Trump search warrant. Can you come on up with one off the top here without her? Is that too much to ask on a Wednesday?
Now, in my opinion, Trump be fucking, but now he's hiding, dipping and ducking. The FBI warned Trump for this reason, he is that punk. So what he got to do is run and hide, because a lot of times he didn't lie. And so now, they're tearing down Maryland gold.
There you go. I love it. I love it, man.
Anytime the dude can deliver. I mean, man, oh, man.
I know. I mean, it's funny because I played this clip. I don't know if you remember this, Cass, where I was interviewing John Voight at Night of 100 Stars. And all of a sudden, I'm interviewing him, and then we hear you rapping, and I call you over to do a rap for John Voight, and he goes, no, he doesn't have to. And you go, oh, yes, I do. And then you did this whole cool rap with John Voight on John Voight. It was fantastic. I play it all the time, man, on the show. In fact, I'm going to play it later on in the show because it's masterful. It's masterful, man.
Cass has done the Jetson television show, your opening track for that, or was that the movie you did for him? I think it's just really something.
Yeah, Cass is unbelievable. You still doing those raps and all that? I guess you are, huh?
Well, dude, I just finished the album. So what does that mean?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you're doing something else. Maybe that was just like, hey, I'm retired, but I did a rap for Garver. I don't know. So what do you guys want me to play? Okay, we've got this new album. Is it out now, or what? Where can people find it?
It's dropping on August 26th. You can find it on all the major platforms, but, Spotify, SoundCloud, Apple Music, like 54 of them, because we're available on all of them.
All right, cool. And then if you want to sign up, I actually signed up for your movement, staunchmoderates.org is where you can sign up to be a staunch moderate, because I'm definitely a staunch moderate. I can't stand the left or the right. I think they're all crooked, don't you? I think they're all a bunch of crooks. Every one of them. I mean, the only thing they care about is getting reelected. You know what I mean? They don't care about us.
They're all bastards, I tell you.
They are. They suck. They suck. The big Watusi. They suck the big Watusi, if we like to say. Okay, so what track do you want me to play? I got Love Master, Ball Girl, Bigfoot's Football, Olympics.
How
about what?
Elon Musk.
Elon
track
Musk.
Number 7.
Okay, I got it. This is Elon Musk. The album is called... Go ahead, guys.
the album is called Peace.
Hold on. You both talked at the same time. You spoke at the same time. Go ahead, Greg. Tell me what it is.
The album is called Mission Peace.
Mission Peace. Mission Peace. Not Mission Peace of Ass, but just Mission Peace, right?
Because we're in the business of peace. We're trying to get the world to be peaceful. So Mission Peace.
Well, I'm into getting a piece of ass. So, but anyways, that's okay. Mission Peace.
Yeah, this you are, Gary.
Aren't we all? Come on. Okay, Mission Peace. This is from Staunch Moderates. You can go online and get it. Let's play this, and then we'll get back to you guys. Okay, this is called Elon Musk. I can't wait to hear this one. This is going to be fantastic. Elon Musk. Oh, it's 6 minutes long. Holy Christ. Okay, hold on. Stand by.
T71. Never knew the man I would become. In Pretoria, born as a warrior. Elon Musk. This is the story of somebody glorious. Never fit in as a child. Couldn't put me in a box too wild. Introduce the world to a new
He's
style.
He's worth about $230 billion with a B. What would you do with that money? The wild right now I'm about to bust. It's all about the name. Elon Musk from Papa Earl. And Mama May. They'd have a child and shape the world in an amazing way. The South African kid. Wish don't know fear. Hot shot scientist. An engineer. Algorithms, video games, fashion models, and agree. A whole lot more world to see. Thinking out the box. Logic schools and fives. Like rocket ships. father in the tough childhood. Apartheid South Africa was his hood. Didn't play sports, kind of a geek. Went to his own drum, his own beat. Dreamed of a place where he would be accepted. America the place he would not be rejected. Then a compliment came, or would know his name. Adventurous sincerity, he showed no shame. Love costume, for his cosplay to show. Best suit of 350 pound sumo. Came up with Blaster, a video game. Hydrogen bomb aliens acclaimed the fame. He took space fantasy seriously and transposed them to reality. Talking to Musk, his was up. He expects you to keep up. Might throw a joke in here or there, but there's a point to the conversation, so beware. A true scientist, better have facts. His demeanor, I'm telling you, no act. Artificial intelligence is by a generator, but be warned, it might turn Terminator. How about if the robots really start shooting to take out super duper drones like Putin? His advice, if they told you no, don't give up on the show.
CEO and staunch moderates intellectual movement to address the great divide, to strive for both national and world peace. Had to have my space capsule Tesla X to get around the planet. Beam me up, Scotty. It's a must to discuss with Mr. Musk. Let's address the great divide and strive for both national and world peace. Make sense? Yeah, right. But we try.
I'm insane, you might think so, but my mind is telling me go, go, go. His dream is really to reach the stars, settle a colony on Mars. Sustainable energy attainable for all, to live on other planets, the ultimate call. Silicon Valley, we will have the earth. Convergence rain down, well, that's the surge. Mind to computer will be the best. Relax, chill, let tech do the rest. He's working it out, getting the job done. Sit back to us all, watch Elon run. He knows the energy, all those going to space. Enhance the big sectors in the human race. Like a ring master creates a new show. Revving up the rockets with his time to go. Silicon Valley, he's the man. Grandmaster mind with the master plan. His brain is at a 10. Four from a 5, he even hosted Saturday Night Live. In 2001, a lot of cash was gone. And that's why they call this the dot bomb. Silicon Valley, this is true. A lot of brilliant minds turn black and blue. Nobody Musk has tiled on blue a base. Like King Kong, face Tesla X, and the like. Musk, the man, did it right. Before you know this is a fact. He's sitting on gold in his pockets got fat. Musk, the man, a real heavy hitter. He was about to buy Twitter, but he turned around and changed his mind. Twitter thought Musk was out of line. Solar power supercharges round the world. Power up your rocket Tesla, boys and girls. All the inventors left in the dust. The man, the myth, the legend, Elon Musk.
All right, Casanova, Elon Musk, staunch moderates. Who's the other dude rapping with you, Cass?
Greg.
That was you, Greg?
That's Infamous Billa.
Infamous who?
Billa, B-I-L-L-A.
Wow, that's pretty cool, man. I love it. great song, man. Why Elon Musk? I'm just curious. Any reason?
Oh, we just think the guy is a very intelligent superstar, and we figured he deserved a tribute song.
Yeah, you got one with Bill Maher. I got it. I got to say, is that a tribute to Bill Maher too?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I had an issue with Bill Maher. He tried to hit on my chick many, many moons ago. Right in front of me. Yeah, in Hollywood. I had a red carpet event. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then we were having sushi, and he whipped out a hustler and says, "What do you think about this chick?" Right in front of her while we were sitting having sushi. And he's lucky. I don't know. Maybe he's lucky I wasn't drunk. Let's put it that way. Because I have different vibe about Bill Maher. But listen, you guys got some great music here. You go to staunchmoderates.org to pick it up. It's Mission Peace. Mission Peace, not Mission Peace of Ass. It's called Mission Peace, staunchmoderates.org. If you want to join a really cool movement, if you think the left is crooked, you think the right is crooked, which they both are, join the Staunch Moderates. Because you guys are basically for right down the middle, right, for what's right for America.
The great compromise.
Yeah, we do need a great compromise. We need to compromise. That word doesn't even exist in our existence anymore as far as, like, with politics. There is barely any compromise. When do you ever hear about any compromise? The last compromise I heard was John Stewart with the burn pits, and even the Republicans initially voted against it until there was such an outrage from everybody that they had to, vote for it, the burn pits, which is crazy. I mean, these veterans are going to war for us, and they get sick through these weird things, and the government will give them a standing ovation, you know what I mean? The Senate and the House and all those guys will give them a standing ovation when they come before the House of Representatives or the Senate, but after that, they get forgotten. You know, that's what I'm saying. That's what a staunch moderate's all about, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And like what you were talking about, Gary, it's extreme versus extreme, winner take all. That's what politics are today in this day and age, you know, and we're trying to get back to the old world, the way things used to be done.
Amen. Amen. I hope so. I think we need to, because if we keep this path going, if we keep on this path, man, we're going to self-destruct. I mean, our democracy, in fact, the number one thing they did a poll, I think a couple days ago, I think NBC News poll, and they said the number one issue is not the economy, okay, or abortion rights or anything. It's our democracy, our stake of our democracy. And everybody's getting worried about this stuff. So you guys are on the right path. If you want to join up, just go to staunchmoderates.org, staunchmoderates.org. I have signed up. I am a staunch moderate. I want to thank you guys for calling in. The album drops August 26th.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and on all the social media platforms, correct?
Yeah, thanks for what, man.
Okay, cool. Well, guys, thanks for calling in this morning. God bless. And keep up the great fight and good work, and I'm all for you. And anytime you guys want to come on the show.
We really appreciate it. Your endorsement means the world to us, Gary.
No, believe me, I'm a part of this whole movement, and I talk about it all the time on the show. Like, this is ridiculous. I can't stand people from the left. I can't stand people from the right. I want what's right for America, and so do you guys, and I'm all for you. And keep on the great work, and congratulations on dropping the second album, Mission Peace. Mission Peace. Congratulations, guys. All right. And I'll play some more. I'll play some more of your music later on. After the break, I'll play a couple more. So what's the next? What song, besides Bill Maher? I can't do a tribute to Bill Maher, but what other song should I play? What's the next song I should play?
Bali Girl?
Bali Girl?
That's number two, Bali Girl. That's a club banging track.
Okay, and I like this other one, DC Aliens.
Yeah. DC Aliens.
Because that's what they are. They're effing DC Aliens. All right, guys. God bless you, man. Thanks for calling in. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks, Gary.
All right, God bless. Thank you. Take care, Cass. Be well. God bless. All right. It is Control Chaos, KCAA, 1050 AM, 106.5, 102.3 FM in the Inland Empire. I'm Gary Garver. These guys got a great movement going. It's called Staunch Moderates, staunchmoderates.org to check it out. And they're doing great work, man. I mean, we need more people like them, okay? Like me, We're not for the left. We're not for the right. We're for what's right in America. And we better do something about it pretty quick because it's coming to an end. And that interview took place August 24th, 2022 with Casanova Ace and Greg Simmons. And Cass, we're thinking about you, man. And please get well. And life is crazy, man. It's just so crazy. You know, it just you never know. And that's why you can't take anything for granted. And so many people, I run into so many people that take life for granted and are just angry and upset. And they have everything in the world. They're retired. They got plenty of money. They're playing golf. They're chilling out. And they just have terrible attitudes. They are so blessed. They have no idea. They have no idea how bad it can become. And really, at the end of your life, it's not that great. It's not that great. So enjoy every moment that you have on planet Earth because the Lord has blessed you with life. And if you take it for granted, he will take it away from you and make you miserable. And I do know that there is a heaven, a beautiful realm. I see it all the time through Scotty's eyes up in heaven, and my dad and my grandmother and all my relatives, but especially Scotty. We're so close. Even though he's in heaven, we are still bonded, and I still feel his presence all the time, and I know that. And I'm sure if you have somebody that you love and they've been gone for a minute or just recently, reach out to them and feel their love because they're there with you. They're looking out after you, and they're there taking care of you. Even though they're not here physically, they are here spiritually. Always remember that. All right, listen, you guys have a great rest of your day. And I might be back tomorrow. I might not be. I don't even know. This whole jury duty thing where I have to call in after 5:30 p.m. today to see if I have to go to jury duty tomorrow. But if I don't have to do jury duty, I'll be back mañana with some more chaos for you. God. Again. It's just crazy. Like, can I just say that I can't stand the society at times where they... You're at this at their will. I'm at the court's will right now. I'm tired of being at anybody's will anymore. Just leave me alone. I don't want to be at anybody's will anymore. I just want to be left alone. I just like Eddie Van Halen said to me many, many years ago. I just want to be, man. Try to live. Just try to chill. Maybe I'll play the interview tomorrow. All right, listen. On my way out right now, I want to play a song from Staunch Moderates. This is Cass doing a rap, staunchmoderates.org. God bless you, Cass, and man, I'm rooting for you, my man. God bless everybody. Have a great day, and maybe I'll be back mañana. Who the hell knows?
You have CNA, and you got Fox News, but in the middle there is Staunch Moderate News. Chips out. We placed our bets. The election is won. We won't soon forget. But the outcome was a big issue. On January 6th, it was official. Trump thought it would be glorious. In the end, Joe Biden was victorious. Those that are opposed, they didn't keep quiet. Resulted in a Capitol riot. Everybody had their own point of view, but in the end, we're all screwed. But we as humans, we just keep trying, thinking someday life will be divine. Let's talk about what's on the scene. A new vaccine to battle COVID-19. Millions getting the shots in record time. Did you get yours? 'Cause I got mine. Bars and restaurants standing tall, opening up, come one, come all. But is it too soon to open wide? I guess it depends where you reside. But let's be cautious, don't forget, COVID is
got beef. Can we all get along?
KCAA Loma Linda. The Legacy KCAA 1050 AM and Express 106.5 FM.